Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great show coming up for you today. We actually have two guests that are going to be joining us, Pastor Dwayne Harvey, and also we have joining us Angela Spivey. The two of them are a part of a great project that was released this year, The Report of the Lord. We're going to talk to both Pastor Harvey and also Angela about this project. Also, what it's been like for them to be a part of a ministry that is meeting the needs of individuals and helping other individuals to connect in God in a new way, and especially when it comes to prayer and worship. We're going to talk about that as well. Want to know what's coming up for them in 2012? We're going to ask them that question as well. To get us started, though, here's one of my favorite songs from the new project. I actually was able to download the entire album off of Amazon. You can get it right now for only $9.99. The track that really stood out to me was one called Celebrate. Here's Celebrate. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
How many of you going to celebrate the name of Jesus? Well, I need you to stand on your feet and clap your hands with me. Come on, give God a praise right now. Come on, you gotta clap it like this. Come on. Somebody scream in hell. We come to celebrate the name of Jesus, for He is Lord of Lords.
Celebrate our God. Celebrate.
Celebrate our God.
Celebrate.
Celebrate from the Report of the Lord, the new project released this year by Pastor Dwayne Harvey and Greater Blessings Praise Team. You're listening to Conversations Live here at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We have the pleasure of speaking to Pastor Harvey, and also joining us, we have Angela Spivey with us as well. Pastor Harvey, Angela, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, we're so glad to be here.
And congratulations on this year, Pastor Harvey. I think I was telling the listeners right before we brought you guys in, the album was released this year, the Report of the Lord, and that is one of my favorite songs on the project, Celebrate. What has this year been like for you to know that you've been able to produce an album, Pastor Harvey, that is not only speaking to people but helping them look at their relationship with God in a different way?
Oh, this year has been absolutely wonderful, because when you are a gospel artist, one of the things that you want to do is present music that touches the lives, that changes people. And to have traveled the nation and seen so many people healed, delivered, set free, their mindset changed because of the songs that God gave us, is really a tremendous experience, and I wouldn't change a thing. And some of the songs on the album are my favorite songs. They came during times in my life where I needed a God to sing those type of songs to me so that I could make it just a little bit further. And I'm so grateful I had an opportunity to work on this project and work with some wonderful singers and meet some wonderful people all over the year.
Right, right. Now, Angela Spivey is also featured on the project. Angela, are you with us as well?
I don't think she's on the call.
She's not? Okay. Okay. No problem. Pastor Harvey, I want to go back. For our listeners that are just finding out about you, and we're going to tell them again, because the entire album is available right now for $9.99 on Amazon.com. I know a lot of people get their music and books from there. They have it at a great price right now. We're going to keep letting our listeners know where they can get theirs. But I want to talk about the calling for you, because it, not just into the ministry, but also being a minister of music, you have been used, really, I think, in an amazing way, to be able to help people to look at God, I think, in a different way. What has that experience been like for you, to know that you've had such a calling on your life, and the way that you've been able to help people throughout the years?
It's just been an humbling experience to recognize that you're truly called by God, and God gives things in your hands to help people. You know, sometimes we ourselves, for many years I doubted what God wanted me to do. I tell the story all the time, how I used to hear these wonderful songs, and I would put them in a shoebox under my bed. That was when we had tape recorders. I'd take the songs, put them in a shoebox under my bed, and just leave them there, because I never thought I was good enough or the vessel that God could use. I always thought somebody else sounded better. I always thought somebody else could do it better. But when I came into the ministry and I came into pastoring, I understood that I had a unique and special gift, that God gives us all talents. And although I may not sound like somebody else, the talent and the anointing he gave me works all over the world. And that's what I keep telling people. Don't worry about what others have or looking at their gifts, but embrace your own and the uniqueness that God gives you, because what God gives each one of us works. He sends us to different people. There's so many people all over the world who need to be touched, and one person probably won't reach all of them. And so God gives us all so many talents and gifts, and that's what's been so amazing, embracing the calling, understanding that I am called by God, understanding that I am anointed, and understanding that I can pray for people, I can sing healings to people, and I can help usher them into the presence of God, has been truly amazing.
For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the honor of speaking to Pastor Dwayne Harvey. He is, as we were talking about just a moment ago, celebrating this year the release of The Report of the Lord. The single that we heard Celebrate is one of my favorite on the project. There are several that kind of get you into that place of being able to worship and to kind of be able to focus. You know, it's interesting what you said, Pastor Harvey. I want to go back to that about hearing these songs, putting them under your bed. There's something actually that Angela wrote on her Facebook page yesterday that I thought was interesting. It kind of ties into how we sometimes don't feel worthy. And she was talking about on her page how sometimes the enemy is the inner me. And it's really, we ourselves can be our worst enemy, especially when it comes to doubt. For those that are listening who believe they have a calling that's on their life, Pastor Harvey, what would you say to them about the key of being able to move that doubt into moving the greatness that's laid out for them?
Oh, the key is trusting God and trusting and developing your own special relationship with God. However you do that, through prayer, through singing, through worship, develop a relationship so you can hear God and he can direct you. What I like about our God, the God that we serve, is that he never leaves you alone. He's always there with you, willing to direct and order your steps in wherever you go if you just listen to him. And if you want to hone in on your calling, I tell everybody, spend time with him. Read your Bible. Read your word so that you understand. And as if you communicate with him, he will definitely communicate back with you. And just follow and embrace that calling. You know, I love Angela. I just signed Angela to my record label. Sorry she's not present. We got a little mixed up, though. I would have had her on the call. But signed her to the record label because she's such an exciting, and she's learned how to embrace her calling, and it's a unique calling, and it meshes with the type of ministry that I want to put out throughout the world.
Right. You know, and I think that's one of the great things about this, and as you said, one of the great things about God, Pastor Harvey, is that he wants us all to be able to worship him and to communicate with him and to know that he loves us. And that he loves us and gives us exactly what we need to be able to do what we're commissioned to do. For you, it's being able to reach people through ministry and with song. And for other people, it's other gifts. And I think that's the great thing, to be able to recognize that gift and then to be able to walk in that gift as well. Pastor Harvey, we talked about, of course, the Report of the Lord, this project, doing well. It's available, of course, anywhere that music is being sold online as well. What are you looking forward to in 2012?
Well, I just gave you a little key. We're releasing. I have my own record label called Innovative Records, and we're releasing Angela Spivey's new project on the record label, which is called He Keeps His Promises. And Angela's been singing a long time. She's had some great hits. These Thorns, It Shouldn't Be in the Church, Determined, Eyes on the Prize, which rose to number 7 about a year ago on the gospel play chart, the Billboard play chart. So she's had some phenomenal success, and now we want to turn that success all the way around for her. And the way we met on the record label. We both were signed to Alejo International Records, and we met there. And I'm so glad that I can this year expand what I'm doing and mesh it with what she's doing and put out some more good music. And then as we're putting out her music, Dwayne Harvey and the Greater Blessings Praise Team is in the studio now recording its next album, which will drop in 2013. I'm just working on music. I'm preaching. I'm traveling. I'm just trying to do the most that I can to help the kingdom.
Right, right. And this is definitely the time, I think, of year where people are trying to really, it's hard sometimes with all of the commercialism kind of pulling at us, but to remember, of course, the reason for the season and the reason why all of us are here, and that is to be able to praise God in the way that was meant for us and our individual gifts. And we actually, we thank you, Pastor Harvey, for walking in your gifts and being able to help people. Again, the project released this year is the Report of the Lord. He's already told you what to look forward to for 2012 with his label. And then, of course, the new project coming out in 2013. Pastor Harvey, again, thank you so much for being on with us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, no problem. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to be listening to another group that has been definitely making, I think, a lot of people smile and look at gospel music a little bit differently, and that's Trinity 5-7. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.